Welcome to the Authority of Love. My name is Greg Williams, and thank you for joining us on this broadcast. If you listened and put into practice yesterday's message, then I trust you had a very peaceful and worry-free night's rest. Or at least you began to practice kingdom thinking as opposed to worldly, fleshly thinking, and you'll soon be enjoying wonderful days and sleep-filled nights free from anxiety. Remember that to do so, we will have to think differently, and that seems unreasonable, but as we grow in faith and move away from our fleshly, natural thinking, it becomes a reality and a great blessing. Do you want to stay trapped in your worry and anxiety? I don't know anybody that does. Focused on fleshly desires or find that peace that is beyond comprehension. Philippians 4, read Philippians 4, you'll find out more about that. Meaning that you won't be able to fully understand that kind of peace or reason it out, but you can walk in it. The reason it seems unreasonable is because we are so prone to elevate our own thinking and reasoning above God's word. But we are called to and can do it differently by faith. If you missed yesterday's or any other messages, as always, you can go to loveandlordship.com, find articles, podcasts, videos there on the read, listen, and watch tab. Any of those, go down in the Vimeo, and the Podbean links will have all of the videos and the podcasts that we've done, these and many others. Love to hear from you. And if they are making a positive impact on your life, then be willing to share them with others to help them know more about what it means to know Christ as Savior and walk with Him as Lord, to be a disciple who makes disciples, because that's ultimately what we're called to do. Love to hear from you on that and or any other thing. If you have questions or comments, agreements, encouragement, disagreements, contact me at loveandlordship@gmail.com. Loveandlordship@gmail.com. Make sure the and in the middle is spelled out, A-N-D. Well, as I shared at the close of yesterday's episode, we are going to take this thinking or reasoning from our worldly experiential level to the level of the divine. But remember, our own thought processes, until we come to know Christ, are completely dominated by our selfish fleshly desires. That doesn't mean we can't do some nice things, but ultimately they're being driven by our sinful nature, the heart that is corrupted. Only in Christ and then by His Spirit living in us can we begin to think differently, which is actually what it means to repent, to think differently and then act differently. We are saved, called, and set apart to be able to elevate our thinking from self, flesh, and the world to the realm of Christ's kingdom, which is ultimately what we are made for. Sin separated us, has kept us from this, and it's kept our thought lives in the natural or the sinful or the fleshly realm. But Christ has so much more in store for us. And Chambers calls this divine reasonings of faith. That's the name of today's title in the episode, Divine Reasonings of Faith. If you're following along in the devotional book or at myutmost.org, we're on May the 21st. I love the necessary connection that Chambers makes in this title and the focus of this devotional, which is that of divinity and faith. You see, apart from faith, we can never hope to connect with the divine. We can kind of see it. He says he shows himself in all of creation. So we can see glimpses of it, but we have no way of connecting. Christ has paid the price to make it possible for us to not only be in community and relationship with Him, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, but we can literally think on that level. Now, His ways are higher and His thoughts are higher, right? But we can begin to think along those lines and elevate our thinking. You see, before our salvation in Christ, this is impossible. We're stuck. In Him, by His word and the teaching and revelations of Holy Spirit, we begin and continue to mature and grow in our faith. And along with our maturing in faith, we are able to think and reason according to His divine truth. You think about that. That's incredible. But in order to do so, Christ says, as we learned yesterday, we have to quit thinking like the old man or woman in the flesh, worried about the day-to-day things that He's promised to provide and take care of. We must change the focus and even the priority of our thinking in order to be able to lay down our burdens and anxieties, and by faith know that he will take care of and provide all that is needed, not what we think is needed, but in learning to trust in him, we go, Lord, I understand, I'm learning more about what I truly need from you and know that you will provide it. Chambers uses Christ's command and his promise in Matthew 6:33, we talked a little bit about it yesterday, to give us this very simple, notice it, once again, I said simple, not easy, this very simple word and command, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto you. Now I got to ask this, how much more plainly and simply, like I said, could Christ have stated it? Just after telling the crowd and through the written word of the Bible, us, what we are to not spend our time thinking on or dwell on or worry about, go read Matthew 6:24 through 32, leading up to this verse 33, check out yesterday's message as well. Jesus clearly states what our thinking should be focused on, and he says this has got to be the first thing: seek first his kingdom and what's right according to his truth and righteousness. The problem is not the clarity or lack thereof in his words or teaching. It never is. The problem lies with where our flesh leads us, how naturally we follow it, according to our flesh, our nature, and then how difficult we find anything contradictory or unreasonable, again from yesterday's episode, to our way of thinking. It just seems so natural for me to think about this and to go after that. You see, this is what requires us to metanoia. Again, repent. That's the word used most of the time in the New Testament for repent, to think and act differently. God's words are rarely, if ever, hard to understand. But because of our fallen and sinful flesh and nature, they are often difficult for us to choose to obey rather just than continuing to do things our way. That's what makes it difficult. Chambers begins his comments here. Immediately we look at these words of Jesus, we find them the most revolutionary statement human ears ever listened to. Seek first the kingdom of God. Well, and here's what we do. We argue in exactly the opposite way. Even the most spiritually minded of us. But I got to live. I must make so much money. I got to be clothed. I must be fed. The great concern of our lives is not the kingdom of God, but how we are to fit ourselves to live. Jesus reverses the order. Get rightly related to God first. Maintain that as the great care of your life and never put the concern of your care on those other things. Well, think about it. This is unreasonable to my flesh. Faith-filled thinking that allows us to raise our thoughts more and more to his divine nature and reasoning. That's what he's after because he knows it's best. We will never arrive, but we can receive and begin to live more and more on that level if we're willing to put his words into practice. Chambers goes on with this seemingly absurd comment in the text. Take no thought for your life. Our Lord points out the utter unreasonableness from his standpoint of being so anxious over your means of living. Jesus is not saying that a man who takes thought for nothing is blessed. That man is a fool. Jesus taught that a disciple has to make his relationship to God the dominating concentration of his life and to be carefully careless about everything else in comparison to that. Let me say that again. Jesus taught that a disciple has to make his relationship to God the priority dominating concentration of his life and to be carefully careless about everything else in comparison to that. That's the essence of and in line with the two greatest commands, right? The first being worship God alone and love him with all your being. That's what he's saying. Start there and let everything else fall into place. This is clearly commanded as the priority of the life of anyone who claims to be saved and to be a disciple of Jesus Christ. Jesus is saying, Chambers continues, don't make the ruling factor of your life what you will eat or drink, but be concentrated absolutely on God. Some people are careless over what they eat and drink, and they suffer for it. They are careless about what they wear, and they look as if they have no business to look, he says. They are careless about their earthly affairs, and God does hold them responsible. Jesus is saying that the great care of life, is, don't miss this, is to put the relationship with God first. Everything else is second. Again, simple, but not easy, because our natural fleshly mind and emotions and desires, we have to discipline ourselves away from these and into his truth teachings. Allow me to close with Chambers' final words in this devotional that drives this very point home in a powerful way. Food for thought here. It is one of the severest disciplines of the Christian life to allow the Holy Spirit to bring us into harmony with the teaching of Jesus in these verses. Are you applying this truth teaching to your life, to your thinking? Or are you still trapped in the flesh and focused on the things of this life that he says, I'll take care of? The choice is yours. And in Christ, you can, by faith, be obedient and reason and think in line with the divine. You are going to be first. Your kingdom, your lordship, your righteousness. I can do it in line with Christ and his word. I pray that you are, or that you will do so. Here's our love and action for today's message. Spend time with God in his word, prayer, and listening every day. Begin with the scriptures in this message. And if you want more, go to the Psalms and John. It's a great place to start. Number two, ask the Holy Spirit to teach you. Number three, same questions as yesterday, because we're right in line with the same teaching. What thoughts and things fill your mind every day? How do they affect you? Number four, what if you were to take Christ at his word and literally focus on him and his kingdom, his kingship, his lordship above all else? Why don't you try it beginning today? Don't miss tomorrow's episode. It's Wednesdays for Women. You know her now, our co-host and friend, Adia Wushner. She does a fabulous job, and we're going to continue diving into the biblical worldview, the philosophies, and those things of this culture and how they contradict what the Bible says in most cases, and hopefully help you understand why that's important in every area of life. Don't join us. Please join us and invite your family, friends, loved ones, even enemies to do the same, that they can hear these truths from God's word, I pray. Again, go to loveandlordship.com for more. You can find our articles, our podcasts, and our videos there on the Vimeo and Podbean links, or on the watch, read, and listen links there at the top. And please connect with me if you'd like at loveandlordship.com, loveandlordship.com. Again, if the Lord is laying it on your heart about the way you could partner with us and help us, love to hear your comments. But also, if you'd like to give, click on that Give tab near the upper right on the homepage there at loveandlordship.com, the Give tab. You can give. It's quick and easy. Give one time or ongoing monthly. Both are very helpful and greatly appreciated and fully tax deductible. Again, I say this almost every time. I think I missed it yesterday, maybe for the first time, but I'm going to say it again. If it's not us, will you keep praying until the Lord shows you where he would have you to give? And then be faithful and obedient to do that. Thank you for those who do support us. Appreciate that. You can also give mobily at Cash App, cash.app/$LoveAndLordship, all together in both L's capital. Thank you for that, and thanks for joining us. Thanks for your prayers. Thanks always to the Lord. Make it a great day in the love and lordship of Jesus Christ. And now at 12:45, coming up in just a little over an hour, stay tuned for my good friend Greg Horn, and Hope is Here. I'm Greg Williams, and you're listening to The Authority of Love.